Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, trying to bring to you the Word of the living God. He's a wonderful Savior this morning. Beautiful Lord's Day. Go to the house of God today and enjoy the blessings God's given us and the opportunity to gather together and worship the Lord. We'll be having services here at the church this morning at 10 o'clock and then 11, and of course then 5 o'clock on the evening service. So you come and be with us today. We'll be, of course, practicing the distancing and the mask and so forth, and just trying to make everybody comfortable. But it's just good to be in the house of God. And I trust you will come and be with us today in the service. Pray for our nation this morning. I tell you, our country needs prayer. We need prayer. And God is the only one that can fix this thing. It's God that's in control, and He's God. And He knows what's going on. He's not worried. He's not biting His fingernails. He's not distraught. He knows exactly what's going on. His plan still in purpose. Is still in place. And the Lord's still in control this morning. So you let the Lord help you. Just do what's right. Live for God. Be a witness for His grace and glory. And worship Him in these last days. Good to be saved this morning. And so we thank you for taking time to tune us in today. It's going to be a blessing and a help to your heart this morning. We've got a lot of folks that are sick. Remember to pray for them. This morning, got a couple of preacher friends that's in the hospital and intensive care, and remember to pray for these folk today that God would help them and touch them. And of course, you've got friends, you've got loved ones, you've got acquaintances that needs prayer this morning. So you pray that God would undertake in all the needs as they look to Him this morning. Good to be saved. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and pray for all these requests today. Father, as we bow in Your presence this morning, thank You for this day. Privilege, Lord, to be in Your house again this morning, to be able to go to church and enjoy the blessings of the Holy God, to band together as You ordained and You set up the church. It's Your will that it be there. It's not Your will that it not be there. You established it. You set it up. It's in this world, and it's going to be there till You come back and get it. I thank You for that. Now bless each need in Radio Land this morning. Touch every heart that needs help today, those that are sick and suffering. I pray, God, that You touch their bodies today. Touch physically, mentally things, Lord, as we wrestle with the affairs of this life. I pray, God, that You'd help us to look to You this morning. Thank You for added grace and strength in this time of need. Thank You for Your protection, Your mercy, and Your grace. Now, Lord, help us in the broadcast today. Use us for Your glory, and we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you today as we look into the songs this morning, and I hope that you enjoy them today. All right. I've heard of that land. I've read about it. I've preached about it. I've sung about it. I tell you, I've heard of a land. Going to be a good place to go one of these days. The Lord made us a promise. He said, if I go, I will come again. Receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And we're going. It's not just a question of if we're going. It's just when we're going. We're going to that land. There's going to be completion of God's redemptive plan, and everything that He planned and all of His purpose is going to be fulfilled one of these days. And I'm glad to be a part of that this morning. Just by His mercy and just by His grace, we are a part of the work of the Lord this morning. Hope you enjoyed that. Have another one now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as I sing. Amen. You going to be there? It's a good question this morning. You're ready to go. You're ready to go. You're going to be there. Amen. No saying maybe I'll make it or if I make it. I'm going there. I don't know about you this morning, but I got full assurance in my heart that I'm saved by God's grace, kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that I've committed unto him against that day. I'm going to heaven. Amen. I'm going to that place. Good to be saved this morning. We're going to go to the book of Titus today. The book of Titus. And I know we've had a lot of thoughts the last few weeks, especially about the end time, what's going on in the land today, and the apostasy that we see creeping in and being fully exploited today across the country, where there's no shame, there's no folks, they're just out in the open with open sin and parading in the streets with the gay movement, and all these things are taking place in our land today. I'm telling you, we're in the end time. The Lord's coming. And so we've been dealing with a lot of things about that. We're going to go to the book of Titus this morning. In the book of Titus, and of course, Titus was written about the same time as Timothy, and written by the Apostle Paul, and writing to these men of God to preserve the things that is found in this book. There's only three chapters to Titus, but my, what a book. Amen. I appreciate the book of Titus. What a blessing it is. And he talks about the book of Titus to identifies himself there in verse 1 as a servant of God. And certainly that's what we ought to be today, a servant of God. Paul authenticized himself as being a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth, which is after godliness. Now, one thing the Bible hasn't forgotten about is godliness. We've got a scourge of our land today across our church world today, and we've got a lot of religion with no godliness in it. Amen. And just live as you wish, do as you wish, look as you wish, talk as you wish. It doesn't make any difference as long as you go to church and put your money in the pot and all these things. That's not it. There's got to be a godliness. There's a change of heart. There's a new creature in Christ Jesus. There's somebody that's been born into the family of God. So he said, in hope of eternal life, there's that eternal life we're going to have. Thank God, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. We've got what we've got's backed on God. Amen. If God's word's no good, then we don't have any future. But his word is good. Amen. God don't lie. Now, God don't exaggerate. God tells the truth all the time. He's holy. He's righteous. And he wants us to be cut from the same cloth to be godly in Christ Jesus. If any man will live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. Now, we're living in a world where they say, well, it's a prosperity gospel. It's the only thing that if there's something that is happening to you that's bad, then certainly you've done something bad. Well, no, that's not especially so. But if any man will live godly, he'll suffer persecution. There's things that'll happen. But I'm glad we've got a Savior this morning. But he said in verses 3, now I want to go to that today for some thoughts from the message this morning. In verses 3, the Bible said, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. I tell you, Paul here is using a direct personal reference about his experience with the Lord when he got saved by God's grace, and God sent him, God called him and sent him and let him to manifest the Word of God through preaching. Now, God is dealing with these generations that we're living in today. Since the Lord has went back to heaven and established the church, he's been dealing with this generation through the preaching of the Word of God, manifesting his Word through preaching. We need some preaching today in the land that we're living in. We need some preaching of the Word of God. It's time for preaching, amen? And so take this in context along with Timothy, where I talked about the last days, and we're living there. there. We are there. We're not just approaching it. We're in it this morning. And so we're to preach the Word of God. And he's talking about that God had in due time, in his choosing, he manifests his Word through preaching. You want to hear more and learn more about the Word of God? Listen to preaching. Amen. Preaching is a commodity, our calling that the world has nothing to do with today. They don't want that. They want some teaching. They want some positive thinking. They want some kind of make me feel good things. And the preaching of the Word of God covers a whole lot of different things this morning. But there is time for preaching. The preaching of the cross. Thank God, the preaching of the cross. The sinners need to hear about the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. They need to hear about the time that Jesus came into this world to save sinners and was manifested through the virgin birth and grew up as a young man. And then there was baptized by John the Baptist and started preaching the Word of God. He started preaching and teaching the blessed Word of God. There is a difference the preaching and the teaching, but Jesus preached and he also taught. A preacher ought to be able to teach. And so there's the preaching manifesting the Word of God. And so it's manifested to the sinner through the gospel of Jesus Christ. When the sinner gets saved, it's because the preacher's been preaching the Word of God, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and in the preaching of the cross, and thus to sinners, the preaching of the Word, and my friend, is to the saints of God, and the preaching of the Word. What did the Word say? Preach the Word, he said, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, and all these things in season, he said, preach when you feel like it. Amen. I preach when it's popular. I preach when they're saying amen. I preach when they're backing what you're saying and they appreciate you preaching the Word of God to them. And then preaching out of season when it's not popular to preach, when they're not listening and they're not agreeing with you and they're talking about you because you've been preaching the Word of God. He said preach out of season. Amen. Because the Word of God's got to be manifested. And the Word of God, they've got to learn the Scriptures through the preaching of the Word of the living God. Sure, you got to study. Sure, you got to dig. But I'm telling you, a great part of our society today, what they need today is the preaching of the Word of God. And that's how God chooses. He chose through the foolishness of preaching to save those that believed. And then he told the saints, he told us to preach a word and preach to the saints of God, and we got to manifest his Word through the preaching. Reprove the sinner, that's what he said. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. Reprove the sinner, rebuke the saint, and exhort every believer with the Word of God. You'll find something in this Bible this morning that's for you. And when the preacher gets up to preach, there's something there for everybody in the message. It's God's message. It's from God's book. And when you get to the place you have no confidence in the Bible and you've got no confidence in any preacher, brother, there's something wrong in your heart. And that's right. I'm telling you, God's got some servants of God across this land today. And they're still preaching the Word of God. We've still got the infallible Word of the living God for this generation. This old King James Bible is still our Word, a living God today, the standard by which everything else is judged. My friend, and that is the precious Word of the living God. And so there's the reproof, there's the exhorting, and there is the reproving. And listen, there a reproof of the sinner, a reproving them. The sinner needs reproving, and need to show them there's a way to Calvary, there's a way to get saved, and there's a way that you can find peace in your heart, and there's a way you can find the rest you need in your soul. I don't have to lay down at night in the bed head, afraid to go to sleep. Whether you might die in your sleep and don't know, and you know you'd not go to heaven, and you know you'd go to hell. Amen. There's a reproving for that old sinner that needs saved by the amazing grace of the living God. And so there's a reproof for the sinner. Don't you thank God for that day when the Lord came your way through the preaching of the Word of God? Amen. And so the preaching, that's how the men of God got saved. And that's how we get saved. It's through the preaching of the cross. When Jesus died on Calvary, He had every sinner in mind. Not just a select few, but my friend, every sinner, for God so loved the world, and that He gave His only begotten Son, and that whosoever... you can put your name there this morning. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. There's those today that think some were born to go to hell and some was born to go to heaven. It's not His will that any perish, but all repent of their sins. And that's what the Lord's will is, for every sinner to get saved. You say, are they going to get saved? No, they're not. And there's multitudes today dying without God in this world, dying and going to hell without Jesus. The multitudes are there, my friend. The multitudes are refusing the gospel. They're turning away from the Word of God. They're not listening to what the men of God have got to say. The popular thing in the world today is do your own thing. But I tell you, the best thing in the world you ever did was to seek out some man of God that's preaching the Word of God, and find out what you need to do to get to heaven. Amen. And the Bible said, listen, we've got a way to get saved, and that's through the preaching of the cross. Amen. Jesus died on that old rugged cross for your sins and for my sins, and He gave us life so we could have life and have it more abundantly. He paid the sin that you owed to God, because you inherited the sin of Adam, and you was born in sin, shaping iniquity. And my friend, you need a Savior this morning. And the only way you're going to get it is through the Word of God. You've got to believe this Bible. And this Bible condemns men to hell. And this Bible condemns sin. But this Bible also, my friend, provides redemption through the cross. Amen. Jesus is very much a part of this Bible. And by Him, and by the preaching of the cross, you can get saved this morning. That's right. And so listen. And then, of course, there's that not only being reproved, the same rebuking the saint of God. And oh, you say, preacher, I don't like somebody preaching on me. That's the reason I don't go to church. Yeah, that's the reason you're sorry as you are today, too, because you won't go to church, and you won't listen to the Word of God, and you won't conform your life to the Scriptures, and you won't listen to the Holy Ghost, and you claim you're right with God and won't darken the door of the church house. There's something wrong deep down inside of your heart. Amen. Listen, you need to get in the house of God. You need rebuking. Amen. Somebody needs to tell you when you're walking out into sin. You say, well, I know when I sin. Yeah, you do, but you won't do anything about it. You just keep on going and letting it get worse and worse. You won't repent. You won't get right with God. And you're making everybody else miserable around you and leading other souls astray because of your wayward ways, and you're trodden underfoot the blood of the covenant that you were sanctified with. And my friend, you're going to face the judgment of God. And my friend, listen, because you won't get it right with Him. And that's right. Oh, my friend, listen. And God, listen, you'll not get away with that sin. And so there's the reproof. Amen. The reproof. And the reproving. Amen. Rebuking the saints of God. And then there's exhorting every believer. And everybody needs some exhortation every once in a while. And we need to hear from heaven on what God says about encouraging our hearts. Amen. Lifting us up. And God knows how to take His believer and that's going through the fiery trials that he's facing in this life. He knows how to pull right up close to you and put you right up next to him and comfort your heart and lift you up. He knows when you're going through the fire and when you're going through disappointments and fears and you're dreading tomorrow and you're wondering what's going to happen next. And the Lord knows all about that, and he's exhorting you and encouraging you through the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. You need that exhortation and that encouragement. Amen. We need that. And this morning, God's man encouraging the believer. Every believer needs some encouragement. Encourage us to get right with God. Encourage us to face the things of this life. And my friend, hold our head high and lift our voice up and praise the Lord God that saved us and redeemed us by his grace, and go to the house of God and worship the Lord. Let the world know that we're part of God's church. Amen. And we belong to the church of the living God. And my friend, we enjoy the blessing of the Holy God. You say, well, I just can't find any place to go to church. It's just because you don't want to. And you got everybody in the same mold. And there's a church for you to go to. And there's a man of God to preach to you. And there's somebody to tell you the truth. And my friend, just get that heart right with God. And brother, I'm telling you, when a heart is right with God, God will guide you into a church and to a man of God that'll preach to you. And brother, help you in this walk of life and let you live for him. Let you be a light, a city upon a hill which cannot be hid. And let you be a part of that church. And my friend, be a witness to those in the community that needs the Lord Jesus Christ. A shame on you for not going to the house of God. A shame on you for not going to church. And brother, worshiping God along with the saints of God. A shame on you, and my friend, for just go ahead and walking after the flesh. And get it right with him. Let him help you. Let him encourage you. He'll encourage you through the preaching of the Word of God. How many times I've been so discouraged. I've been so down and out. I seem like I was the end of my rope. But I got in the house of God, and a man of God took the book, and the scripture became living to me and encouraged my heart and lifted me up. I could take the next step with joy. I could worship the God with hope. Amen. Listen, and there's hope for the saints of God. God will exhort you. He'll encourage you. He'll help you. He'll lift you. He'll bless you. He'll lead you. He'll supply your need. And brother, he'll give you a place of worship that you can enjoy living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it good to be saved this morning? Isn't it good to be alive in these last days that we're living in? And brother, worshiping the God that saved us. Amen. And let God use you and let God bless you in these days. Get in the house of God. Get your heart right with God and be a part of that local assembly and lift your voice up to God and praise unto him this morning. Well, our time is gone. God bless you on the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.